It's episode 102, and we've got plugins for mega slideshows, child theme creation with one click, media features, excuse generators, and featured category post management. It's the show that saves you time in the new year, unlike any other. It's WordPress plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to a bright new year. It is 2013, and this is WP Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Happy New Year, John, and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there. Happy 2013.
Yes, and we're into a brand new era. We got a whole brand new Mayan calendar just started counting for us, and you know, all is looking well in the world. So now that we don't have those, who knows what the next problem is going to be. But it won't be your WordPress site if you listen to this show.
Definitely not.
So, off the
no
top.
No fiscal cliff when it comes to managing your clients when you listen to this show, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a problem down there, not up here. So, off the top, of course, don't forget you can get the show notes over at our website, WPPluginsAtoZ.com, and we'll put all the stuff we talk about and all the links we talk about there on the website, so make it easy for you to find what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Got a lot of stuff on the site, and John and I are making plans to actually add a lot more things to the site as well, so we'd appreciate that. Also, if you want to head over and give us some reviews, some feedback to the show, we appreciate not only participation when it comes to, interacting and asking specific questions about plugins, but if you've got questions or comments, you know, we're happy to take those. Also, though, we need your feedback and your help on iTunes, in Stitcher Radio, and all kinds of different outlets throughout the internet. So if you would, wherever you happen to aggregate the show, give us a thumbs up or 5 stars, and it'll help us in the ratings.
That will. Be nice to actually get higher in the ratings and eliminate all the pod-faded stuff that's out there in existence.
We're getting pretty close in iTunes, actually, John.
In the U.S. store.
I think we made the top 5 in the U.S. now.
Yeah, the Canadian store, seems the Canadians are still being slackers. But if you're listening to us on Stitcher, which is becoming more and more popular, there's no pod faded stuff there. Just click that little thumbs up button down in the lower corner there and give us a nice little rating right there. We'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got a couple of other nice new things here for you. Off the top, we've got a little bit of an intro for my new show. So
awesome.
We'll just roll that and let you have a listen.
Save yourself hours of time and frustration troubleshooting a problem with your WordPress install. Listen to the WordPress Medic podcast and get expert advice to solve the most common and troublesome problems you'll face in WordPress. The WordPress Medic podcast. Find it at wpmedic.ca today.
Yeah, that's me on guitar.
That's me playing the air guitar. I'm really good at the air guitar.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great show. I've already, are you approved in iTunes now?
I am approved in iTunes finally, and I'm approved on Stitcher Radio. I had a couple of problems with my feed when I put the feed up. I learned the hard way is don't edit your feed slug after you've started things.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah, I did that, and I had to go back and correct it all. But it's all looking good now. I made some tests on it last night, and I've got my approvals on Stitcher and iTunes and Blueberry.com. I'm approved in the 3 main places there, and I'm working on approvals elsewhere now.
Nice. Now, what plugin did you use to connect the new show to all of those outlets?
Blueberry PowerPress.
Excellent.
Yeah,
right.
It's a fantastic
plugin. There's a free plugin tip right there for you already.
It's a great little plugin for podcasting.
Okay, so the show is just basically, John, about WordPress repair, right? Maintenance and all the back end gizmos and gadgets as far as making sure it's done right and
it's
proper,
a little,
correct?
Little more than that. What it covers is things about what's happening in WordPress. It covers how to do the fine tunings in WordPress, how to go after repairs. I'm also bringing in experts from all over the globe, and I'm interviewing them, and they're giving their tips and tidbits on how to improve your WordPress site with their ideas. So it's a more in-depth than what our show here offers. I mean, our show here focuses on plugins, and sometimes during this show, I'll take some of the plugins from this show, and I'll go in-depth in how those plugins can actually help your website. And also sometimes covering what happens if you put two plugins together that don't play well together. You know, just it's basically covering the more in-depth, the nitty-gritty of making your WordPress site function at its very best.
Great. Well, all the listeners to this show, I hope that you'll join me in subscribing to John's new show and participate in that community as well.
Yep, two episodes up. Third one's coming today.
Excellent.
So now we need just a little bit of self-promotion for ourselves. And for me, it's a little bit of WordPress emergency support or WordPress support that you might need. So if you find yourself in a sudden hack, WordPress site's been hacked or compromised, or you're trying to solve some issue you just can't get a handle on, go over to my website, check it out at wppro.ca/emergency, get some tips there, and you can contact me, and I'll be happy to help you get your WordPress site functioning at its best.
Excellent. Well, I'm available this year for some more phone consultations. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call if you need help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or any kind of general internet marketing help. I'm using the Clarity.fm platform, so it's a pretty easy way to schedule and pay for a consulting call. But watch this space, as they say in the magazine business, because I'm going to be switching what this particular segment is for me. Probably by next show, with some pretty cool tools out there that everyone out there can participate in. So watch this space. But in the meantime, you can hit me up at marcuscouch.com/call.
Excellent. Look forward to it. See what you have to see what you're bringing in.
Great.
All right, so we've got just a few other things to talk about here. We've talked about the new Betic podcast. Also, you can check me out over at Social Media Camp Victoria. That's at socialmediacamp.ca. Go support me there by clicking on my articles. The links are in the show notes. Share those articles with your social media and get them spread far and wide. Leave comments on them. It is a bit of a contest they're running there, and I'd greatly appreciate your help in sharing my information. And also, WordCamp 2013 Victoria is happening in just over a week, and it's happening here at the University of Victoria, and it's the fifth WordCamp for Victoria. I think it's the largest WordCamp in Western Canada. And last year we had over 300 attendees, and we're expecting the same amount this year. And I am speaking at it. I'm doing a presentation on the top 10 plus one plugins. So if you happen to be in Victoria or you're looking for a nice place to come for a vacation and you can plan it in a week, come on up and visit. I'd look forward to seeing anybody there. Just look for me at WordCamp Victoria. And what else we got? Oh, yes.
I think you got one more, right?
I got one more. I wanted to ramble on about WordPress 3.5 and the new Media Center. How are you liking that?
I haven't really done much to it yet. It just so happens that a lot of what I do is import posts kind of raw on the back end. So I upload all the media that goes through, you know, generally through FTP or other means.
Okay.
And don't always go through the Media Center. So I haven't had much experience with 3.5 in the Media Center yet. But the one thing I have been using is my Instagram in the Media Center to add mobile photos. So,
well,
That's just about my experience. What's going on?
I find that I'm not enjoying the new media center, and I don't like the way it ties an image to a post. It doesn't always show me, like, when I need to go back into a post and fix an image, or I need to readjust an image. When you click on the button, it used to only show you a list of the images that were tied to that particular post. Mm-hmm. Now it shows you your entire catalog. And oh. You gotta sort down through it. And I maybe I'm just overlooking it, but I haven't figured out how to sort them yet. And I don't like the way it uploads them entirely either. Once it uploads, it used to give you a nice easy window for managing the URLs and other things. Now when you click on it, it opens another window and you have to go edit it there. It took a little bit of adjustment. It's something I'll probably get used to eventually, but at the moment, well, I think I'm going to stay with Faster Image Insert, which sticks a box in my post area. And if I have to work on a site that doesn't have it, I'll probably stick it in there to save myself some time and grief. But that's what I'm finding with it. Other than that, I'm liking 3.5 so far. It's been pretty decent. I've had a couple of glitches here and there, and I've had to roll back a couple of client sites because of conflicts with plugins, but so far, so good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. I'm glad that we're all working the bugs out together and make people aware of it, but I'll check the repository and see if there's anybody else that's having any problems like that.
So what have you got here?
Well, let's talk interesting sites running WordPress. And those of you in the U.S. know who Katie Couric is. She's an award-winning journalist, TV personality, author, and now she's using WordPress. She was at one time the host of the evening news, the main reporter. So she's pretty big deal. And she's got her own daytime talk show now. She's going to be kind of the next Oprah, they say. So she's running her site off WordPress. That's pretty great.
Nice. It's always nice when more and more people and celebrities and popular stuff are using WordPress.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got? We got a little bit of listener feedback we've been holding on to. And starting off, we've got a question from Brian asking about repository plugins. So take it away, Brian.
Good morning, John and Marcus. Congratulations on making it to episode 100. This is Brian Colon with Mammoth Ideas, and I wanted to see if you could help me on my quest. One of my clients is trying to include a file repository on their WordPress site so that their customers can access files specific to them. I wanted to see if you might have come across anything like this or have any suggestions. If I come across anything, I will send them your way. Thank you for your help. Bye.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Brian. We greatly appreciate that. You've been listening to the show. And I have one for you that might help you out. It's called Easy Digital Downloads. It's a nice plugin for managing digital downloads of files and whatnot. And it's a pretty extensive plugin with plugins for the plugin. And it might be what you're looking for. The link is in the show notes, or just go to the WordPress repository and look for Easy Digital Downloads.
And I would also try some Dropbox options as well. We've talked about a number of different Dropbox plugins here on the show. So just go to our website, search Dropbox, and it should give you a list of all the different plugins that we've reviewed thus far. But those are two different options you can certainly try out.
Yes, those are some great options. That's a great option. Dropbox I have used for one client site. I've forgotten about Dropbox. All right, now we have another one here from Tim Keady, who's looking for a plugin to schedule social media tweets. So take it away, Tim.
Hey, guys. This is Tim Keady from the Surfing Aliens podcast. I just wanted to say I'm loving your show. I was recently turned on to you from Dave Jackson over at the School of Podcasting. I have spent the day listening to you and all your past episodes. Fantastic stuff. A great wealth of knowledge, and I really appreciate what you're doing. My question is, have you ever heard of a plugin that will allow you to schedule social media tweets right from WordPress that will go off when you hit publish on your post? I do that anyways with Hootsuite, but it would be really nice to streamline the process. Again, thank you for doing what you do, and I hope you are having a happy holidays.
Well, thanks, Tim. Greatly appreciate it, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I do have a suggestion for you, something I use that schedules out and tweets as soon as I create my post. It's called WP Tweet Button, and it has several settings in it to customize that tweet that goes out. And I find it to be quite nice for sending out the tweets.
Yeah, and I use Twitter Tools and another just base plugin called Social, both done by Alex King. And those are really great because then you can exclude specific categories that you post in if you don't want them to tweet, or include only specific categories. You can set it up to where it has individual hashtags that it adds to it based on what category you have. So it's a pretty cool way to go about it. But yeah, there's many different options, Tim. And thank you for your nice comments. We greatly appreciate your listenership and your contribution to the show.
Oh, and I do have one other one for you, Tim. It's called Tweetily. And what it will do is it will randomly take a post from your back catalog and send it out. So that might be another option for you.
Huh. What is that called?
Tweetily. Tweetily. It randomly sends out a tweet from your posts, and it goes and looks in your back catalog of things. And I put that one in.
One to use wisely. Make sure your back catalog won't get you in trouble time after time retweeting.
Be careful of what you've got on your site. Anyway, that's another option for you. All right, and we have one other comment here from Thomas J. Take it away, Thomas.
Hello, John and Marcus. This is Thomas J. from Level 1 Web Design, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you on reaching 100 wonderful episodes of your podcast, and I'm a huge fan and looking forward to many, many more years of you guys doing this wonderful podcast and looking forward to your new adventures as well. Take care. All the best.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Thomas. We greatly appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Looking forward to contributing and, you know, like you said, many years to come. Yeah, we're going to be plugging along for a long time.
And also, if you want to be on the show and be featured here, just head on over to our website and just click on the SpeakPipe in the right-hand or left-hand side there and leave your SpeakPipe message.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a specific plugin, let us know. If you've got a problem with something or, in general, you know, plugin help, we're here to help you. So engage yourself, participate in the community, come on to our website, leave some audio feedback. It's just that easy.
All right, and we do have one important piece of WordPress news. If you've been hiding under a rock for the last week or you just haven't paid attention, if you are running W3 Total Cache on any WordPress website, make sure you update it or disable it. It seems W3 Total Cache has a major hole in it, and it exposes all of your data, including some of your secured data, your hash data. There's a link to an article here in the show notes which talks about the problem, and I did catch an article somewhere that they had updated it. But I don't use W3 Total Cache anywhere, so I have no personal experience with it. But I know clients that use it, so I've had to get in there and help them out. But this is a very big hole in WordPress if you're using W3 Total Cache. Hello? Did I lose you?
Nope, sorry, that's an errant mute button. I was saying, boy, it's too bad. I was really pontificating about this W3 too. But this is like a car recall, people. So if you're using W3 Total, make sure that you update it. This could mean everything as far as your data. And if you've got clients and you know that they're using this, get in there, update it before this becomes a midnight phone call of a hack screen. Because
yes,
it's that serious.
Yes. It's a major one. All right. So that's all we've got. I guess it's time to get into the meat and potatoes of the show.
That's right. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So I've got a few plugins. First one off the bat is called Featured Category Post Widget. And the reason I went after this, as most folks know, I generally do my developing in Genesis. And Genesis has a really nice widget available for putting featured posts into your sidebars. But I had a client that didn't have a Genesis theme, and we're not updating them for a while. And we needed to feature some posts from a specific category they just started on. And so I needed to find a decent featured post category widget to put something in there so I wouldn't have to hand code this. And so I went hunting and I found this one here, and I've tried a couple others before I discovered this one, and this one in particular does a really excellent job of showcasing your post. It allows you to bring in any sized image you want. It allows you to showcase one to however many posts as the main posts. It's best to just showcase one, and then below that it'll create a list of however many other posts are in that category. I've got it set to run five, you know, one main post mm-hmm. and then five additional posts underneath it where it just gives the title. And it does a very nice clean job of presenting it and putting it out there for you. It's one of the better ones I've found that is not Genesis related. So I highly recommend it if you're looking for a featured post category widget. Try this one out. Put this one up on your site. It does a great job of it. I give it a nice rating of 4 dragons. So that's Featured Category Post Widget.
Excellent. Now, does that also have any usage beyond as a widget? Can you insert it as a short code somewhere? Or
yes.
Is it just widget only?
It did have short codes that could be used.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to check that one out myself. Definitely. Well, I've got one that came out of just necessity. I love it when those come around. This one is called Child Themify, and this is actually a plugin that's even multi-site compatible if you want it to be. But you can create a child theme of any theme that you're working on with this plugin.
Hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily even have to support child themes, but say you want to make a version of the same website you have, which is what my instance was. I needed it for a specific product promotion launch that was going to happen. So I needed to make a child so that every single page reflected this new product with backgrounds and all that, etc. But I wanted to be able to have the ability to shift it back with just a few clicks. So this plugin actually let me do it. So it worked really well, just a couple clicks. It was Child Themify, and it's 4 out of 5 rating.
Hmm. Sounds like a nice, interesting plugin if you're running standardized kind of themes.
Yeah, and it's so simple. I mean, it's just like making a photocopy of it and working with that second version on the back end so you don't mess up your primary theme.
That's one of the big bonuses, is keeping your primary theme intact.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this next one I've got, most people, you have to be, I've got some background in technical support on servers and working in corporate type areas helping support users' database. It's called the BOFH Excuses plugin. And BOFH stands for Bastard Operator from Hell. And basically, what they've done is they've taken the old Hello Dolly plugin and they've modified it to offer up several excuses, whatever excuse you might need to offer up your users as to why something's not working, why they can't log in. Well, it's the decreasing electron flux. That's the problem. Well, why can't they use their credit card? It's a bank holiday. System operating, credits not recharged at the moment. You know, give you all kinds of random great excuses. It's basically a fun plugin because I've been following these guys for years, actually. It's a cartoon similar to the oatmeal. And it was just a great plugin. I saw it and I just had to plug it in and tell folks about it. So nice little 3 dragon rating because it's a basic middle-of-the-road plugin.
I know some of our tech-hungry guys out there are going to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's one you may love. This one is called Advanced Blog Metrics, and it's basically an analytics tool that you get to view right in your dashboard, dedicated mostly just to bloggers. This plugin also allows you to improve your blog performance by tracking a number of different things on posts and comments. It does things like the total number of posts, average number of posts per day, number of words per posts, the five posts currently that are generating the most Facebook shares and likes and things like that. So this is kind of a real, I'd say basic. You know, the plugin's named Advanced Blog Metrics, but it's not really that advanced. I would consider it kind of more novice than anything. It's really throttled down, but it didn't work for me because I'm just kind of really data hungry. But for those of you that aren't looking for every single bell and whistle under the sun with analytics paths and projections and things like that, this would be perfect for you. So I rated this 3 out of 5, but mostly for my own use.
Nice. And we get one bark. All's good.
Right.
All right, so the final plugin I've got here today for you is called Media Features. And this plugin is a nice addition to the Media Manager. And it adds some usable features to the Media Manager that don't seem to come standard with it. And one of the ones I noticed it did automatically is it added an auto sizer so that when you upload an image, it auto sizes it to the maximum size you have set in your media file settings. Hmm. So in other words, you no longer upload those oversized images in there. It'll automatically resize them down for you, which is a very nice one. There are other plugins that do that, but this plugin also adds things such as PDF support. It also allows you to set a max JPEG quality percentage. So in other words, not only will it resize the image, it'll automatically drop the JPEG quality down a little bit, thereby saving a little bit more space and bandwidth on your website.
Wow.
That one there I thought was very useful.
Wow.
It also has additional custom hooks, so you can bring in additional plugins to it. You also get to categorize your media, create categories for your media in there, making it easier to organize all of your media in there, whether you got PDFs, MP3s, videos, images, all the different media you'll upload. So all in all, it looks to be a pretty helpful plugin. I haven't used it to its extensive fullest yet. I just started to play with it on a single site. And I want to, give this a nice 4 Dragon rating. It's not quite over the top yet, but it's pretty close. And I want to say thanks to Yoram, who suggested this, sent me an email and suggested I check out this plugin. So thanks a lot for suggesting it, Yoram.
Now, let me ask you a question, John. Does this plugin, how does it use the raw data? Like, so when it does the auto sizing and resizing and the degradation of quality and such, does it modify the raw file and resave it as the raw file, or does it save a secondary version that's tweaked?
I didn't FTP in and see what happened. So I don't know the answer to that one.
See, because I'm wondering, and then my second part of the question is, does it work with it works with files that are already in the media center, correct?
No, it only works with what's new and being uploaded.
Ah, okay. So there's another caveat. So, yeah. Okay, because for me, I was thinking, wow, this would be a great boomerang for me that I could kind of sweep the table of a client site that's got 1,000 images that are all about 3 megs apiece I'd love to just plug something in and say, resize everything.
There is a plugin that does that, and I covered it several episodes back. I used it on a client site who had 3,000 images we needed to resize.
I'll have to consult my iTunes and listen back and see what that is.
All right. That's yours.
Yes, I have one more called Vegas Slider, and this is a full screen background slideshow creator, which I thought was really cool. It basically takes the entire width of your screen and makes a cool full screen kind of slideshow within the browser. Now, I originally thought that this one would work in the background and be clickable, in the sense that you could use ads and things like that in your background, which is something that I've really been trying to find more and more solutions on. Many of the mainstream sites, it used to be you kill time by kind of clicking the mouse on the background, but now you find that that takes you to an ad somewhere or another landing page. So I wanted to take advantage of that myself, thought this might be able to do it for me. It will not, but it does have the advantage of just having a really smooth, cool jQuery background slideshow. So if you're into photography or maybe illustrating your different products and layouts and things, this one might be worth checking out for you. So I rated it 4 out of 5. It is Vegas Slider.
Nice. All right. Well, that's all we got for you. A few reminders. Don't forget, go check us out at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. And please give us ratings. We'd greatly appreciate it there. And what else we got? That's it.
Yeah. Oh. Looks like we got some more special guests that we're probably going to line up for this show as well. Getting a lot of good feedback about Dave Jackson being on the show. And some people that are coming our way because of that. So thanks again to Dave for that. A lot more coming your way. John and I are just kind of lining up some friends and contributors in the WordPress community to participate and bring their own plugin picks to the show. But always remember, you can be on the show at any time by going to our website at wppluginsa2z.com and click on that SpeakPipe button, and you can instantly be on the show in just a mere matter of days after you leave your message. We generally put it right on the show and help you out with any kind of question you might have.
And that's it. And you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. You can get some emergency WordPress support at wppro.ca/emergency. Or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And again, where can they find your new show, John?
You can find my new show at wpmedic.ca. It's wpmedic.ca.
All right. I encourage everybody to do just that. And if you'd like to contact me, you can go right over to my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And those consulting calls can take place at marcuscouch.com/call.
And that's all we got. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.